Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Voss. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Szabó-Voss. And if you're new to our podcast, welcome. And if you have listened before, welcome back. We're glad you're here. Today, I am talking with Clara Pop, president of the American Hungarian Educators Association. Welcome, Clara.
Thank you very much, Liz. I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to speak with you and your Magyar marketing audience.
Well, before we get into the details about this organization, let's talk for a few minutes about your connection to Hungary. Were you or your parents born in Hungary, and in what area?
So my parents were both born in Hungary during the turbulent first half of the 20th century. They fled from communism after World War II and came to the United States in the 1950s. My sister and I were born in Germany while we were all waiting for passage to the United States. I was an infant when we came and settled in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so where did you spend your formative years, and where did you get a sense of your Hungarian identity?
Oh, that's a great question. When my parents left Hungary, they did so thinking, like many displaced persons, that their departure was only temporary. They had every intention of returning after the communist regime in Hungary was no longer in control. So we grew up in this little cultural bubble in Cleveland, Ohio, retaining our Hungarian identities and thinking of Hungary as the country to which we were going back. And we were getting ready and positioning ourselves and following news about Hungary, thinking that we were going to resettle.
Wow. So that just kind of went on, and it just never happened.
That's right. It lasted for 45 some years. And so it was not temporary at all.
Wow. So, and what kinds of things did you experience growing up that were Hungarian while you were in this place where there are probably many other people just like you?
Yes.
Like your family there.
Exactly. In Cleveland, we have a substantial Hungarian community, and we went to Hungarian school, Hungarian church, Hungarian scouts, Hungarian restaurants, Hungarian butcher. My best friends were all Hungarian growing up, and our traditions and customs surrounding holidays, food, entertainment, it was all Hungarian. The only thing really American was the daytime school that we went to. Otherwise, it was pretty much Hungarian all the way. The strongest influence enabling us to keep our language and our cultural ties was definitely, I ascribe to my parents and my grandparents. Coming over here as an adult, their English language proficiency was not that great. So we knew that if we wanted to have meaningful conversations with them, it would have to be in Hungarian. And the other strong influence, of course, was our peer group. Our friends all spoke Hungarian. And so that was an additional strong bond that kept us interested and going and speaking the language and learning about the culture.
So then, of course, you were speaking Hungarian at home, right?
Yes, even among my siblings. When we tried to speak in English, we were often corrected, and my parents insisted that we speak Hungarian at home.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that part of your story. I did not know that. So that was very interesting. So I always love to learn a little family history from our guests. So I appreciate that. Now, let's talk a little bit about the American Hungarian Educators Association, or AHEA, as it is abbreviated. I know there is a conference coming up in June of this year, so let's talk a little bit about that.
So AHEA, or the American Hungarian Educators Association, has been in existence for 45 years. And each year, we invite scholars from multiple disciplines pursuing Hungarian studies to present their work.
Okay, so this conference typically meets in different parts of the USA, and every fifth year, it meets in Europe. So in this year, the conference is being held online, which means people don't have to spend the travel money to attend, and even the registration for the conference is free this year. So this is super exciting to me, because I've been to a couple of AHEA conferences, and the presentations are always fascinating. And so I'm super excited. Who might be interested in a conference like this?
Well, I appreciate your calling attention to that, Liz. And I've seen you at previous conferences. It's been really fun to have you. You're correct. They are in different cities in the U.S. And every fifth year, we meet somewhere in the Carpathian Basin. Because of the pandemic this year, this conference will be entirely online. And we have academicians and independent scholars coming together to describe their research. And this is a fun conference to organize this year because of the different time zones that people are in. And so they're connecting from different regions of the world. And it's very exciting to reach them in this platform. We will see how it all works out in the end. This is a brand new, exciting online conference for us, and I share your enthusiasm for it. We have presentations in a variety of disciplines, so generally people might find what interests them by looking at the program. For example, in education, what is the best way to learn a second language? What are the benefits of knowing a second language? And what are the most effective teaching methods that are used to convey and teach a second language? There are topics in history. Very many scholars are still studying the events of the 20th century. There are lots of fun presentations in music, Hungarian music and folklore. It's a very popular theme at our conference. And then art and cultural studies, looking at some of the themes in the films produced in Hungary recently and discussing musical instruments that were popular in Hungarian folk music. So, you know, it's a variety and a multidisciplinary offering that people generally interested in Hungarian studies could learn from. I always go and I always learn so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, it's so diverse. And I go to presentations and I think, well, I might be kind of interested in this. And then I come away and I think, wow, that was so interesting. You know, so it's really, sometimes it surprises you what you now have a new interest in because of a great presentation. So
totally.
So one of the goals of AHEA is to create opportunities for researchers to be able to present their scholarly research activities at the conference. So let's talk about some of those that may have a broader appeal for this year.
So I have several that I'd like to call attention to. One is our keynote speaker this year is Dr. András Ludányi, who is a distinguished historian. And his keynote address will be about the Treaty of Trianon and the consequences of dictated terms. Hungary lost World War I, and the Treaty of Trianon was imposed upon the country, losing 3/4 of her territory and half of her population. This will be an interesting session for those interested in Hungarian history. And this is scheduled to occur on Friday morning, June 25th. The other thing of interest, we have a session with filmmakers who compiled the memories of those who were in Hungary during the 1956 revolution through narratives and through film. We're commemorating the 65th anniversary of the revolution in Hungary, and these projects are of great importance in keeping these memories alive. And this is taking place on Saturday afternoon, June the 26th. And on Friday morning, we have a series of talks on Hungarian folk music and dance, which is always so much fun to watch and learn more about. I can't observe them without tapping my feet and humming to the melodies. They're just a lot of fun to attend. We also have a movie that we are featuring this year, offering people the opportunity to view the movie and then participate in discussion groups following it. The title of the movie is Those Who Remained, with English subtitles. In Hungarian, it's Akik Maradtak, and it reveals the healing process of Holocaust survivors through the eyes of a young girl in post-World War II Hungary. We will invite discussion groups to share their thoughts about the movie after the showing of it. And then, of course, we have networking opportunities. If you participate and attend and decide you'd like to explore more detail about a specific topic, you can invite the guest speaker to speak with you in a breakout room. And so that opportunity is also available. People, as you know, love to talk about their work.
Sure.
And so this opens up the possibility of engaging with people about their scholarly activities. And the program is available at ahea.net under conferences. So I invite you and your listeners to check it out.
Okay, wonderful. And how can our listeners become more acquainted with AHEA in general?
So there is a lot of information about it on our website, and it's easy to remember, AHEA.net. And it talks about the history of the organization, the officers, the bylaws, everything you would care to know, newsletters going back decades. And so there's a repository of great information about the association there.
Okay. And what is the fee if you want to join the organization and support it? What is that fee for a year?
Yes, we have various levels of membership. And the most frequent membership offering is $30 per year. So it's quite reasonable to join
Absolutely.
This organization and participate in the mission and thereby support the mission of the organization as well.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty affordable, particularly for the work that comes forth from AHEA, you know, with the journal, which let's talk about the journal while we're at it. So there's the Hungarian Cultural Studies, and it's an e-journal of the American Hungarian Educators Association. And what a treasure trove of information is there. How long has the journal been online?
Yeah, this is really an amazing achievement of AHEA. It's been online for 13 years. It's an electronic, peer-reviewed, open access journal. Most of the time when you go to journal websites, there's a fee to access the articles. This is entirely free. And there's a repository each year. There's one issue that comes out in September and a huge array of topics there as well. People writing book reviews and original research articles. And so it's a great opportunity to further explore and enrich one's understanding and appreciation of Hungarian culture and Hungarian history and art.
So do the conference presentations end up in the e-journal? Some of them, any of them, none of them? How does that
work? Oh, what a great question. As academicians, we think about having the maximum impact for your work. And you're quite right. For maximum impact, what the recommendation is that you first go to a conference and you drum up interest in your work by talking about it. And then after you've gotten feedback, people ask questions, help you clarify and further refine and polish some of the angles that you want to describe in your scholarly activities in your work, you write a manuscript describing it and submit it to a journal. And now you've got both a publication and a presentation that you can add to your resume. So often we recommend that people who present at AHEA also submit for publication in the journal.
Okay. All right.
That's a great question. Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't know for sure. So I thought, well, you're the one to ask. Okay, so that has been online for 13 years. So there's quite a bit of information there. So somebody who even is thinking about, what do I want to go to the conference? If they could start flipping through some of those journals and see the variety of things that are present there, even though some of the things at the conference are visual, you know, it's not just a reading thing. Like if it's about folk music or folk dance, you know, there's going to be a little more activity, but it does give a good sense of the breadth and the depth of the things that are happening at a conference.
Absolutely. Now, Liz, I'm going to ask you what your philosophy is, whether you read a book before you watch the movie or whether you think it's better to watch the movie before you read a book.
I'm definitely I would rather read the book first.
Me too. So, but in this case, in this case, the recommendation is that there are some things which are interesting to read, but to really get a flavor of it, you have to see the enthusiasm and hear the live presentation.
Absolutely,
and that
yeah.
piques your interest in wanting to go see the article about it. So again, it depends on whether you want to get something and read the instructions before you try to put it together, or you try to put it together first before you read the instructions. Well, it's a personal style.
That for sure. But I mean, goodness, the conference is just around the corner.
Yes.
And it's free. So, you know, I think that's a perfect opportunity to get the flavor of it, because you might be one of those people, once you go to this online conference, you might say, hey, I'm going to attend the next conference that is at a city that is near me, or I might even be willing to travel for a conference. And this, to me, this is such an awesome opportunity, because the AHEA conferences really are fascinating. There's a lot of great information. And so I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you for that. I agree with you. And let me just tell you the dates. They're June 24 through the 26th. And we will start on Thursday, have lectures and presentations throughout the day, and then the evening activities for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then we wrap up and end the conference on Saturday, the 26th. So I realize that June is a great summer vacation time, but it's also a great time to catch up on Hungarian studies and to participate in this freely available online conference. So we hope that people register and are interested in attending some of the sessions. We'd love to get feedback.
Now, these sessions are not being recorded. So it's not like somebody can access this conference later. I mean, this is going to be live, and this is the way to get a hold of the conference, is to show up and be there during these days.
Thank you for making that point. Yes, we feel that by recording it, you know, how many times do you really go back and look at something that's been recorded? What the value of this is to actively become engaged with the speaker, to ask questions, to watch the interactions that occur between people surrounding a given topic. So it isn't just a passive audience we're looking mm-hmm. for. It's really people who are interested and want to pursue their understanding of these issues and speak up and become part of the conversation.
Okay, awesome. That's exciting. I was wondering how that was going to go, but it sounds like you guys are prepped and ready for interaction, not just delivering, you know, a speech or something like that, that it's designed for interaction.
Yes. And, you know, the online conference is new for us. So we really are going to invite people who have registered for the conference to come and participate in learning about how the online system works. We're going to have sessions for the presenters and the session chairs, so everyone is organized and knows what to expect when the conference actually is scheduled to begin on June 24th.
Okay. Well, very exciting. So the details for the conference and how to get registered, that's at ahea.net.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Look for registration information. And we're thrilled to have this opportunity to speak with you about it and look forward to going live.
Yes. Well, I'm super excited. Now, we will have links to the resources that we mentioned in the podcast so that you can click on the link and get there. AHEA has the website, of course. There's also a Facebook page for AHEA, so I'll include that information there. And I really would encourage you, if you have any spark or any passion at all for this type of topic, I encourage you to support AHEA by joining the organization. It's a great organization, but at the very least, be a part of this conference that's coming up because it is entirely free, but it is live. So you can't just access the topics whenever you want, but be a part of the conference. There's so much opportunity to learn at this conference. So I'm super excited. So thank you, Clara, for talking with us about AHEA and this upcoming conference. I'm really looking forward to it. And I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about this amazing resource.
Well, I thank you, Liz, and really appreciate all the work that you do through Mayor Marketing. And it's really great that we can support each other in this way. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. Please spread the word and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian, and we'll talk to you next week. Hungarian Living is a division of Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at magyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.